Next week. I'm calling the shot next week. We'll return with an awesome deadpan. As you can hear, I'm still on the loner. And as you can hear, the other laptop, the motherfucker board is still down. Although, just FYI, this is actually an improvement on the raw recording. What you're hearing is the recording with noise removal done. Here, look, this is what it sounds like without the noise removal done. Here, just listen to this. See, now this is awful. Alright, I'm gonna do the noise removal again. See there? Much better. So happy Thanksgiving to Americans. Happy Thursday to the rest of the world. Wherever you are, it ain't cool to be no jive turkey this close to Thanksgiving. I'm gonna end the agony quickly and apologize. Next week. Alright, so keyboard clicking, not that you can even fucking hear it. Just a Joe says, currently visiting some pensioner relative. Even with a turtleneck sweater, sweatshirt, and jacket, ellipsis, I had to finally go to my room and hide under all the blankets to try and stay warm. They apparently have only so much in their budget for, quote, heat, close quote. A bit of a perspective adjuster. Also, I'm wondering if all couples reach an age where they begin fighting over completely unimportant details or unimportant stories they attempt to tell in each other's presence. Example. Him. Oh, we know some people who have a car like that. Bob and Sue Johnson. Her. No, it was Jim and Sally White who had that car. Bob and Sue have that truck. Him. No, Jim's wife is actually Ann. They had the car because their aunt was in that wreck. And on and on and on. Ellipsis. And no one else in the room knows any of these people, so it doesn't matter what the characters' names are, or really even what they drive. I've actually seen this from my parents, and I was thinking it was just them. But now I am wondering if it is the fate of awaiting all couples who reach a certain age together. I now think I know exactly what Roger Daltrey was singing about. Just a Joe again says, BTW, actually having a small time, just wanted to share my observation on those two items. Lost Ralph says, once more with details. Saw the new Muppet movie tonight, and it was great. :. Has a lot of the feel of the early Muppet movies, and loads of cameos because it's a Muppet movie. Plus pop culture references and callbacks to the earlier movies. Just a Joe again says, I heart Muppets. CJ says, now I can't read deadpan for fear of Muppet Talker. Lost Ralph says, like, keep it spoiler-free. Muppets are too good to be spoiled. Lo Pan says, Jack Mangan, ellipsis, you've really got your team together, ellipsis. BTW finished F218, wow, I love me some good music talk. But I realize there's about 100,000 bands you didn't have time to speak of. Your omission of Motorhead confounded me. Pioneer is a famous frontman, a la Black Sabbath. Seminal albums leading to Shit Before a Reawakening. 1916 by itself deserves a show, for terrific and for terrible, but that's another conversation for another time. The first of the week, Lost Ralph says, happy birthday, Rapid Eye. And through a pure coincidence, our two most frequent foreigner commenters, who are also quite frequent commenters, were left out. But that's actually because I did something different then. Oh yeah, the first of the week, Lost Ralph said, happy birthday, Rapid Eye. So we will give Lifetime Comment Achievement Awards to the Energizer Bunny and Vanamon, who usually make appearances in the random comments. 2011, 2012, Winterpalooza voting is coming along. I actually made a huge wide open window, so it's going to go until mid-December. If you've not yet voted, then check the website and get the SurveyMonkey link, and then you can choose between Buckaroo Banzai, High Fidelity, and I don't know what the other one was. No, I'm saying Blade Runner, a.k.a. Do Androids Dream of Electric Keanu, Tom Cruise, Schwarzenegger, something. All right, your patience is greatly appreciated. I hope to have a new laptop with a functioning motherfucker board and access to the old computer's hard drive so I can get the deadpan, the very important deadpan stuff. That said, there are two, count them two, voicemails that are really relevant to this episode. One of them was commenting on how shitty the last one sounded, so I can save that, because this one sounds shitty as well. In fact, the awesome Rapid Eye made a comment stating that it sounds like I'm recording inside my gas oven. Suppose that's appropriate for the night before Thanksgiving, but here I am, and I'll try not to light a match, at least not just yet. Anyway, the other one is too important to not run in this episode. So it's going to be, yet again, an Unshow Plus content. And some of the parts of this voicemail make me feel like I've proved myself less than trustworthy. And I feel guilty. I feel all kinds of guilty. But however, I did not drop the ball, at least not with the voicemail. At least not getting this voicemail out on time. So listen, pay attention. Happy Thanksgiving. Deadpan is away. Good night, cranberry sauce. I'm not coming back after the voicemail. Next week, I don't fucking promise, because, you know, life fires a lot of wrist shots through the screen. But if I can make the save and cover the rebound, there will be a full-length Deadpan episode. I have some excellent content on tap, but, you know, I would love yours. The phone number is 480-788-JMDP. Where you can send me a voicemail, or you can email me the stuff, spherical.deckm@gmail.com, and it will all go up. But one more note, the Energizer Bunny, she deserves a call, a shout-out for padding the comments for this week, and also just for doing a lot of great things around Deadpan. She also deserves lots and lots of credit for doing the show notes every week. My current daytime situation makes it more difficult to post those in a timely fashion. However, I will not try to make her efforts go to waste. And third and final, this is actually a very important note that I almost omitted from this Unshow. We, the Energizer Bunny and I, talked offline recently, and we're talking about the meetup for 2012. We really want to make it happen, and for now we're looking at April. At some time that doesn't conflict with Easter and anything else you have going on. So start thinking. Start thinking April. All right, enough. Holy crap. Thank you. Good night. God bless. God bless.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. This is my official announcement that once again, I will be hosting the annual Deadpan Secret Santa Gift Exchange. I'm recording this on the evening of Tuesday, November 22nd. I said on the message board that I would be making the deadline this year Black Friday, which is November 25th. So I'm hoping this will go out in the Wednesday or Thursday release, if there is one. If it goes out in a later release, contact me anyway. I just might put together a late group if you do want to be involved in the Secret Santa Exchange. And if you want to be involved, please send me an email, Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, 1138, those are numbers, @yahoo.com. And I will randomly select a gift recipient for you, and you will be asked to send that person a gift costing $10 or less and have it get there in time for Christmas. And you, in turn, will receive a gift from someone else. This has been a Deadpan tradition, I believe, since our very first Christmas. And it's not too late to join. And I really hope I get a good turnout. You are welcome, even if you're not part of the message board regular group. Thank you very much. That's it. Bye.
You know, I probably could have just called this in, the voicemail line, and it would have sounded a hell of a lot better.